Shalom. And as they say in Israel, Shana Tova, may you have a good year. May you have the peace that comes from being whole and all that God wants you to have in what He has provided for you. And one of the ways you're going to have it is knowing how to cooperate with the angels. Let's read Hebrews chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who, being the brightness of His glory, and express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said He at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee? And, verse 6, again, when He bringeth the first begotten into the world, He saith, Let all the angels of God worship Him. And of His angels He saith, Who makes His angels spirits, and His ministers a flame of fire. Verse 13, But to which of the angels said He at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed. You notice that we skipped the little break there, chapter 2. When Paul wrote this, he didn't write it in with a little break in the middle. So we're going to go, since chapter 2, verse 1 begins with the word therefore, we're going to find out what it's there for. So we'll read the last verse of Hebrews 1. Are they not all, that's angels he's talking about, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be the heirs of salvation? Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto them, to us, by them who heard Him? Now, I'm going to be reading to you this week. I worked for Brother Hagin for a long, long time, and I have in my possession a sermon. It looks to me it might have been typed even when we had typewriters. I'm not sure, but it's a long time ago, and I don't have the first pages of it. It's just in my file, so I can't tell you what date it was. But I'm going to read to you this sermon, and some of the things I'm going to be pointing out from this sermon, I'm going to be reading also a word of the Lord at the end of it, are in the book, How God Taught Me About Prosperity. It's a mini book by Kenneth E. Hagin, and we're going to be sending it to you free. So you can call us at 1-800-972-3447 and get it free. How God Taught Me About Prosperity. Now, in this meeting where Brother Hagin is talking, Brother Charles Capps had taught about angels. And it had really inspired Brother Hagin. You know, iron sharpens iron. The deep speaks unto the deep. And when Brother Capps spoke, it indeed spoke to Brother Hagin. And he read the chapter, the verses that I read to you. He said, now, and Brother Hagin pointed out, he said, here it says in verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord? He said, now, some people have taken that out of context and preached that how shall you escape hell if you neglect so great salvation? But he said, really, that's not what it's talking about right here. What it's talking about right here is the ministry of angels to all of us. Don't let it slip. Don't let it slip what you've heard about angels and neglect the saving power of angels. It's not talking here about that angels die for your sins and save you. It's talking about deliverance. We have read in the Bible, we have read in Psalm 91, with Psalm 71, Psalm 37, that he gives his angel charge over us to deliver us out of affliction. And so it says here, how shall you escape such great salvation? What salvation? Verse 14, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to be ministers for them who shall be the heirs of salvation? We are the heirs of salvation, and in salvation, the Greek word sozo for salvation is a word that includes much more than your, it includes your washing away of sin and becoming a temple of God, but it also includes your deliverance, your health, your prosperity, all the things that come to you in the package of salvation. It's very clear, I mean, it's very akin to the Hebrew word shalom. We got shalom, peace with God. We are one and whole with him, but we also have wholeness that comes to us in our salvation. And so it says here, and I'm sure Brother Capps had pointed this out, chapter 2, verse 1, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things we've heard, lest we let them slip, to the things we've heard about angels and how they help us. And don't let them slip. And I believe Brother Capps had mentioned that Ecclesiastes verse. What you say before your angel counts. Your confession has something to do with what your angel is able to do for you. And Brother Hagin says, our confessions put the angels to work for us. A lot of us, Brother Hagin says, have let that slip. The Lord showed me the other night how I'd let some things slip. And I'm going to set that right. And so Brother Hagin then goes on right here preaching about angels, as we have done here in the first chapter of Hebrews. And then he goes over to chapter 12. We talked about chapter 12 yesterday. Chapter 12 says that the church works with, we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. It's speaking of the new covenant. And when we work with God, we work positionally from the right hand of God. We work positionally from Mount Zion. And he said that when you come there, you come to an innumerable company of angels. An innumerable company of angels. What does that mean? That means you cannot even count them. You cannot even count them. And they have been given, every one of them are ministering spirits to minister for those who are the heirs of salvation. We cannot let that slip. Brother Hagin then reads from Matthew's gospel, Matthew 18:10. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. We have guardian angels, and we don't lose them when we grow up. Psalm 91:11, he shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. Psalm 34:7, the angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivers them. The Greek word translated salvation indeed has to do with the idea of deliverance. They guide you. They deliver you. They have received commandment, Psalm 71:3, to save us, to deliver us, to protect us. God has given them that commandment. You know, the devil even said about Job that God had given him protection, that he had hedged him in round about. Ecclesiastes 5:6 says, suffer not your mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before thine angel that it was an error. You see, Brother Hagin says, God has given those angels a charge to protect us, to keep us. They're commanded to do so. They are heirs for, we're heirs of salvation, and they are to minister for us. And people say, Brother Hagin said, well, why did God allow such and such to happen? Why did God permit that to happen? He says, when you find out God's rules and God's laws, cooperate with them and you'll get results. That's the reason we keep teaching, preaching, and approaching the subject from different angles. The subject of faith, the subject of healing. And indeed, this subject of working with the angels. The Lord wants me to share with you tonight, Brother Hagin said, and especially after he was considering how you've let some things leak, some things get out. He said, the Lord wants me to share with you tonight how he taught me about these things. Now I'm reading to you, and this is in his books. I remember my first encounter. I was preaching in 1956 in Long Beach, California, in the First Four Square Church. I went from the First Four Square Church then to Redondo Beach and held a three-week meeting. He had a Spartan Imperial Mansion trailer that he was traveling in, and he said that while he was there, it was May 1956. It was in the nighttime, and he said, I sat straight up in bed, and I heard these words. There is a recession coming, not a depression, but a recession. Get ready for it. There is a recession coming, not a depression, but a recession. Get ready for it. He heard that three times. And so, as he did that, the Lord led him on to another place to preach. He'd preached a camp meeting. And as he had preached the camp meeting, I think with young people, with older people, this was after he had already had that encounter. And he heard that night, he just knew something was in his trailer. And he just knew, he said, every hair stood up on the back of his neck. And he said, I said, who's there? Who are you? Speak up. I know somebody's there. I was trying to feel who it was, trying to see who it was. I know you're there. What is it? What do you want? And he said, I could tell that the presence stood for a few seconds and then turned around and left the room. And he knew it was some kind of a visitation of the Lord, but he missed it. And tomorrow, when we come back, we're going to talk about what God told him about why he missed it and how he missed it, and indeed how to cooperate with the angels, for the angels to help you, even if there's a recession coming, even if there's a depression coming, how God spoke to him many times, several times through an angel, what to do about it. And this is Billy Brim coming to you today from Prayer Mountain. We'll give you Brother Hagin's book, How God Taught Me About Prosperity, his little mini book, absolutely free. This new year, you can learn to cooperate with angels, no matter what's going on around you, and you can live in God's economy, and you shall be able to do so. Happy New Year in God. Just phone us at 1-800-972-3447 or go online and visit with us at billybrim.org. I have a lot to say to you about what God has said to me about an awakening that will save America. That's billybrim.org. Shalom and Happy New Year!